Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another Psalms devotional on this Monday morning, November 16th. I'm Pastor Jason Van Bemmel from Forest Hill Presbyterian Church, and it is good to be with you on this Monday morning. It was a disappointing weekend sports-wise for me because, the Ravens lost to the Patriots and the Eagles lost to the Giants. That's sad, right? Two teams losing to two really bad teams. And Maryland didn't even get to play football on Saturday because of the whole COVID thing. And it's a sad weekend on the COVID front, too. We've got states that are seeing their all-time highs for COVID infection rate, number of infections. Maryland's one of them. Things are getting bad. But it was a wonderfully blessed weekend in so many other ways. And this is where having some perspective helps you keep things in check, right? It was on Saturday afternoon, we got together at the Shamrock Park in downtown Bel Air for the Unity Table Prayer Rally. There's video of that available on YouTube that I shared on my personal Facebook page. It was a wonderful time to just be reminded about the need for unity within the body of Christ and the ministry of the Unity Table. And so I was glad to be a part of that on Saturday. And then Sunday morning, we just had a blessed time of worship. A very tricky passage that we were working through in 1 Corinthians 11, but the Lord, I think, really showed up and spoke to our hearts and encouraged us from His Word. And I was very thankful for that. And also had a wonderful Sunday evening time with our new young adult Bible study. So it was a good weekend, a blessed weekend, even though, you know, there's some reasons why I would be frustrated on a Monday morning. But hey, you know, God is good and God is in control and we can trust Him. So we're going to be in Psalm 118. If you saw the opening slide, you might have thought, oh, wait a minute, does Pastor Jason have a typo on there? It says Monday, Psalm 118, Wednesday, Psalm 118, and Friday, none. That is not a typo. Psalm 118 is one of the most important psalms in the Bible. And so we're going to take our time and spend 2 days on it. And then Friday, we're not going to have a Psalms devotional time. In fact, we're not going to have any next week either. I'm getting a little vacation time. And so I'll be away, Lord willing, next week. And so we're not going to do one this Friday morning. We're not going to do ones next week. I may post a special Thanksgiving devotional, but Psalm 118 is actually a perfect Thanksgiving psalm, as we'll see when we dig into it. It is powerful and poignant. If you're wondering, oh, maybe he's just putting off Psalm 119 because it's so long. Well, that might be part of it. But seriously, Psalm 118 is one of the most important psalms in the Bible. It was one of the most important psalms in the national life of Israel. It almost functioned as Israel's national anthem for many years. They would sing it at the close of the Festival of Lights. They would sing it at the close of many of their festivals, and sometimes they would sing it through seven times. And so it's very, very important psalm. So let's pray, and then we'll dig into this wonderful psalm together. Father in heaven, we thank you so much for this day that you have given to us. You have woken us up this morning. You have blessed us with a new day of life. You have filled our hearts with your love by your Holy Spirit, and you have given us minds to be able to focus on your word and think about you. So we pray that you would help us to do that this morning. Help us to set aside distractions and to focus our hearts and minds on who you are and how you speak to us through your word. We pray this, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Psalm 118. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Let's read that again. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Let Israel say, his steadfast love endures forever. Let the house of Aaron say, his steadfast love endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord say, his steadfast love endures forever. Out of my distress, I called on the Lord. The Lord answered and set me free. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me? The Lord is on my side as my helper. I shall look in triumph on those who hate me. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. All nations surrounded me. In the name of the Lord, I cut them off. They surrounded me on every side. In the name of the Lord, I cut them off. They surrounded me like bees. They went out like a fire among thorns. In the name of the Lord, I cut them off. I was pushed hard so that I was falling. But the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. Glad songs of salvation are in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord exalts. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. I shall not die, but I shall live and recount the deeds of the Lord. The Lord has disciplined me severely, but he has not given me over to death. Open to me the gates of righteousness, that I may enter through them and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord. The righteous shall enter through it. I thank you that you have answered me and have become my salvation. The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Save us, we pray, O Lord. O Lord, we pray, give us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord. The Lord is God, and he has made his light to shine upon us. Bind the festal sacrifice with cords up to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will give thanks to you. You are my God, I will extol you. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. For his steadfast love endures forever. I told you it was a great Thanksgiving psalm. That opening and closing of this psalm is the verse for Thanksgiving. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. So it is the Thanksgiving season. It is not the Christmas season yet. It is the Thanksgiving season. And so let's look at Psalm 118 today and Wednesday as we prepare our hearts to truly give him thanks. The holiday, of course, is next week, next Thursday. But I think I want to encourage Christians to make November, you know, the world will hijack November in lots of ways, election season, no shave November, you know, but this is Thanksgiving season. You know, if we're going to have our Thanksgiving holiday, the one time in the year when our culture sort of, it's almost impossible to give thanks without someone to give thanks to. It's always amusing to me a little bit to see atheists try to celebrate Thanksgiving, you know, giving thanks to the universe, giving thanks, you know, to myself. Not Christmas season yet, but this is a semi-Christmas mug. Beth got this for me for Christmas. Anyway, this is the Thanksgiving season. Did you notice how many times the name of the Lord is repeated throughout Psalm 118? And did you notice how many times the word chesed, steadfast love, is repeated throughout Psalm 118? That alone makes this a very important psalm, because two of the major themes that have been unfolding throughout the psalms have been the name of the Lord and trusting in the Lord, Yahweh, Jehovah, the Lord, his covenant name for his people, and his steadfast love, chesed, his covenant loyal faithfulness. And these two things go together. Who God is and how God is disposed toward his people go together as the twin anchors of our souls, of our lives, of the church, of the world. Okay? Who God is. He is the Lord. I am who I am. That's where this name comes from. I am who I am, the Lord said to Moses in Exodus 3 at the burning bush. That means God never changes. God never, ever changes. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is unchanging because he is perfect in all of his ways. And if God is perfect in all of his ways, then he cannot ever change because there's no improvement to be made in any aspect of his character or attributes. And he certainly isn't going to get any less perfect in any of his attributes or in any aspect of his character. So the Lord is unchanging and the Lord is self-sufficient. He says, I am who I am. Right? I don't need anyone to make me what I am. I don't need anyone to give me, you know, who I am now, me, at 46 years old. I have all sorts of people that I'm indebted to for shaping me into the man that I have become, for better or worse, right? So there have been parental influences and peer influences, and certainly my wife Beth for the past 25 years has been, you know, the greatest human influence in my life. My children, right? My calling as a pastor, my job experiences, people I've worked with, people I've worked for, people who have worked for me. All of these things have come to shape me into who I am. And who I am today is not who I was 10 years ago. And by God's grace, I will grow in the 10 years to come. And I can sit here at 56 and say who I am today is not who I was 10 years ago. But God is not like that. God is the Lord, the Lord. I am who I am, the unchanging one, the absolute fixed rock of perfection, who is self-sufficient and eternally unchanging. And he is good. He's good. And his steadfast love, his chesed, that's his covenant, loyal love and compassion for his people. Some translations make it mercy, which I think is too weak of a word. William Tyndale, when he was making a Bible translation, he used the word loving kindness, which was actually a word that was invented, putting word loving and the word kindness together and coming up with loving kindness. And that was the word that he used to translate chesed, because it's very difficult to translate into English. But notice we get it four times in these opening four verses, once per verse. His steadfast love endures forever. 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 We need to remember that. And as my middle school German teacher would say to me, repetition is the mother of learning. And we have to repeat to ourselves over and over again, his steadfast love endures forever. His steadfast love endures forever. He never changes. He endures forever. And he is the one we can call to. Out of my distress. This is also a lament, a remembrance of a time of lament, as well as a celebration of thanksgiving, as well as a celebration of salvation and a thanksgiving psalm. Out of my distress, I called on the Lord. The Lord answered me and set me free. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me? The Lord is on my side as my helper. I shall look in triumph on those who hate me. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. It's the name of the Lord. Six times in these few verses, and we've already had the name of the Lord, you know, a seventh time at the beginning here. So we have sevenfold repetition of the name of the Lord in the first nine verses of Psalm 118. The Lord is the one who answers and who sets us free. The Lord is the one who is on our side as our helper. And the Lord is the one in whom it is better to take refuge. So if he is who he is, we start off with who he is as the Lord. He is good. How he is disposed toward his people. His steadfast love endures forever. And then what he has done for his people. Out of my distress, I called on the Lord. the Lord answered me and set me free. And then there's confidence in the Lord out of that, out of God's character, out of God's disposition, out of God's actions, we gain confidence. Confidence to say, I know the Lord is on my side. I know the Lord is on my side as my helper. So bring it on, right? What can man do to me? I shall look in triumph on those who hate me. It's so much better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. The world is always telling us, one of the things that I've come to really dislike about our political conversation in America, which is not really a conversation anymore, it's just a war, basically, is that it's all based on fear. It's all based upon hatred of the other guy. It's like, I may not be so great, this is kind of the sales pitch, like the honest campaign sales pitch. I may not be all that great, but that guy over there, if he gets into office, it's all over for you. So you better vote for me. Don't let him take power. That's basically the whole extent of our political discourse. But don't take refuge in man. Don't take refuge in princes. Take refuge in the Lord. And look in triumph on anyone who hates you, because you are in the Lord. Oh boy, we're running out of time. See, I knew we were going to need at least 2 days for this. I don't know how I'm going to do it 2 days. All nations surrounded me, in the name of the Lord I cut them off. They surrounded me on every side. In the name of the Lord I cut them off. They surrounded me like bees. They went out like a fire among thorns. In the name of the Lord I cut them off. I was pushed hard so that I was falling, but the Lord helped me. You see, Israel has throughout her history, the people of God as the church throughout our history have been surrounded by enemies. The church under persecution is who I think of in this, you know, the church suffering persecution in parts of the world where Christianity is illegal, where missions and evangelism is punishable by death. The Lord is helping. The Lord has helped. And then this wonderful, wonderful verse right here in the heart of Psalm 118. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation, my Yeshua. That's another theme we've been tracing throughout these Psalms, is to remind us that the name of Jesus in Hebrew is Yeshua, which is salvation. You shall name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Jesus is salvation. And whenever we read of salvation in the Psalms, we should see that as a picture of Jesus coming. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. In the incarnation, which is what we really celebrate at Christmas, the Lord became our salvation. We will pick up there next time because we are out of time. And so let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for just being the Lord. Being who you are, being disposed toward your people as you are, for acting so definitively for our salvation in Jesus Christ as you have done, and for giving us that confidence that says, we're in you. The world may do what it wishes to do, it cannot shake the people of God. Father, let us live that way today. Let us live that way today. Father, I pray for my friend Sue as she's going in for surgery this morning. Even right now, she's at the hospital getting ready to have knee replacement surgery, and it's very serious for her because of her heart and lung condition. Father, I just pray that you would give her strength, keep her through it, carry her through it, strengthen her, and heal her and sustain her. And Father, I pray for others that we know and love who are recovering from surgeries or awaiting surgeries because of medical conditions that they are struggling with. I think of Mike and Emily and David and several others, Father, and I just pray that you would heal them. I pray that you would strengthen them. I pray that you would encourage them and bless them with your presence and your peace. And I pray for your church, Father. It is so much better to take refuge in you than to trust in princes, than to trust in man. May the hearts of your people belong entirely to you, O Lord. Entirely to you. And I pray this, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. Again, on Friday morning, we will be back in Psalm 118. Have a blessed day in the Lord.